The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. We thank God for His mercy that endures forever. Last month, May, we began looking at a very interesting subject. We are not Nigerians. Tell your neighbor, you are not a Nigerian. You are a child of God. When you hear investments, a Nigerian person will be thinking of what? That is the only problem Nigeria has. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. We saw last time that we are going to start investing first into our spiritual education. Our spiritual what? Yeah, that was the word we used. And we know it is investment because we are expected to have expectation that something will return back. There should be what? Returns. If it is an investment, there should be what? Returns. And that way, we have not seen gospel like that, like forever. That is why we are careless with God. We don't really, the church is not my thing. Church is not my God. You seem to be into God too much. I'm not really too much into God. That's Gen Z guys talking. And they're sounding like they're saying something. They are not really saying anything. Because it is how much you know, how far you know, that you invest into. Do you understand that? Tonight, I trust that the Lord will bless us as we journey further and look at the subject deeper again today on that matters we have on our desk. Shall we pray? Eternal Father, we are grateful for your loving kindness. We thank you, Jesus, for gathering us again to yourself. Thank you, Father, for this platform under our parents, your servants, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, Reverend Binkwe Olabode. Thank you for raising this platform. We are all under them today. We ask, dear Lord, that you will give your breath of the ministry you have blessed them with, that you will give us light and life from that place. In the name of Jesus, that we will all be blessed tonight. Let there be blessing from your face. Let your thoughts be understood. Let your burden be communicated. Let our hearts resonate with your will. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I came again a very interesting scripture that says Soto 6, Soto 7. Peradventure, this will come and that will come. Help me with that scripture. I think that should be Ecclesiastes or Proverbs. It should be Solomon that talks that way. It's Proverbs. I think it's Proverbs. Yes, they give a portion to. Not just so. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8. Thank you. If you can grab NLT, the translation calls it invest. We are at a point where we have to be wiser than the devil that is killing our generation today. Okay. That's Ecclesiastes 11 verse 2. But divide your investments among places, among many places, for you do not know what risks might lie ahead. Is this it? Check message translation. It's still going to be around this. But divide your investments. It is called investments. Okay, message says, don't hoard your goods, spread them around, be a blessing to others. This could be your last night. All right, so I'll go with investments. So when you say give a seven to a seven to seven and also to eight, that is NKJV. All right, now King James Version. Go back now to our sweet, sweet King James Version. Amen. Give a portion. So that give is actually an investment. It's what, my brother? Is an investment. It's an investment. Tonight, I want to begin by looking at investing into our health. Investing into what? Our health. Scripture rightly captured that bodily exercise profits, only that it is little, but it profits. Bodily exercise does what? Profits little. But godliness is profitable unto all things. So there is a profit in bodily exercise. So we have to invest. Now, what? Let us understand that whatever we invest into our health is going to return back to us, not at 25, not at 35, may not be at 45. Amen. Many of us, when we are young, we capitalize on the fact that we are young. My body will take care of it. My body will take care of it. I was traveling on Monday and I was in a vehicle with a man. And they were bringing different kind of things to buy. Buy this, buy that. Then all of a sudden he saw walnut. Walnut, come. How much? He bought 2,000 naira own. He put in his bag. He opened one, he ate it. I like it. He put in his bag. After a while, garden egg came. Garden egg, come. He bought 1,000. He put in his bag. After a while, bitter cola came. Bitter cola, come. He bought 2,000. Ah. I near, in fact, his discipline that cautioned me. I wanted to ask him, Oga, I want to know, who are you obeying? Is it your wife or your mother or your own learning is taught you to do this? Did you understand what I just said? I nearly asked him. It's not a normal thing. What do people buy? You buy Coke. You buy Gala. You buy... there is a necessary investment that ought to be done into our health that we need down the line. And you see, that thing that makes us feel like, I'm young, let me enjoy. Actually, you know that death always feels like you are enjoying. I like that scripture that says that stolen water is sweet. Stolen water is sweet. The first question you need to ask about that. Stolen waters are sweet. And bread eaten in secret is what, brother me? There are very vital questions here. First question is water sweet? Does water have taste? Is water bitter? Water is neither bitter nor sweet. So how come this particular one is sweet? It's because it is stolen. Second question. Why should you eat your bread in secret? Why are you not eating your bread on your table? There's something about this bread. It is not a regular bread. You stole it also. Because the concept of the discourse is about who stole something. So when you are eating it in secret, you are enjoying until they catch you. Who took that? Yeah. Finally, they trace it. It land on your neck. Bam. But you will, when they are flogging you, remember that when you were eating it, you were enjoying it. So also, many of us, in the name that we are young, we indulge ourselves crazily. we indulge ourselves crazily in a way that you just can't imagine somebody's doing that. The way we eat, consume our chocolate, let us not have money. We will buy egg, we will buy yogurt, we will consume. You can't think of a life without sugar. You can't, sugar, ah! you can't imagine that there's a life without sugar. That it's possible that I can drink my gari without sugar. You can't think it. That people take pap without sugar. It has never crossed your mind. How? Like how now? Who does that? Amen. But get to understand that your energy affects every other aspect of your life. Your health affects every other aspect of your life. We are going to touch a number of things tonight. Affects every other aspect of your life. Daddy was at NLWC two Sundays ago, and he made a statement at the beginning of his message. He said, I was looking at the week ahead and looking towards the weekend. I said, ha ha, this week, this is my body, the way I'm feeling. I don't think I can fit it. Let me go and treat malaria. And then he said something. You should not just ignore your body, how you feel. Now, some of us don't even know. We don't even pay attention to how we feel. You are 26. You don't know malaria symptoms. At 26, an African child born in Nigeria. It is a shame. It's literally a shame because your baby will be sick and you will still be throwing him up. It's a shame because it means that people have been around you who were down with malaria and you never really cared for them. It's a shame because it means that you don't really love yourself. It's a shame because it implies that you have been over-pampered and you have refused to outgrow it. One of the first lessons I learned when I came close to Daddy many, many years ago was you don't fall sick. As how now? Didn't you see that you were about to fall sick? When you were about to, what were you doing? You don't fall sick. You take care of your body. You knew where your taste bud began to change. Where you began to lose feeling when you put water in your mouth, it felt bitter. You didn't feel it in your tongue. Seriously. You didn't feel that your appetite had dropped. Your normal plate of food, you couldn't finish it. You didn't really observe it. You can't fall sick. Now, if you hear that for the first time, it will appear harsh. But that is your reality. As a mother, you can't fall sick. You don't have the luxury to lie down for 5 days with two children running around the house. Who helps you out? As a daddy, you can't fall sick. So you treat yourself way ahead. And then you just need to rest a little and just go gently. You can't run the way you are running, but you are not lying down completely. It should be that I took malaria treatment. I don't really know. I felt it's not malaria. Then I ran some tests. I treated malaria and typhoid. You must have done certain things for you to not be lying down and it will make sense. Do you think you understand what I'm trying to say? You can't just allow yourself to just lie akata. What happened? I'm having malaria. Some of us will now be crying bolo, bolo, bolo like little children. What happened? I have malaria, having headache. We must take care of our health. It's important. It's an investment. We have to pay attention to what we eat, how we eat, how we feel. You can't sleep in a mosquito-infested room and don't think that you come down with malaria. Where do you come from? I was scolding some brothers some time ago. I said, it's a shame, guys, that mosquito is inside your house like this. And you couldn't think that three of you can put money together and put mosquito net. May God help us all.
I gave you your body as an investment for you to prosper on the earth. For you need this tabernacle called your body to do well in all your aspirations on earth. So I give it to you to take care of. You must not be ignorant of all that is needed for you to maintain this body and keep it whole and healthy. For it is the will of God that you will be healthy, even in your body. So you must not be careless. You must do away with things that the enemy try to use against you by indulging yourself, even to not take care of your body. You must do well to lay hold on wisdom principle for living so that your body will be healthy. For many of you have been so careless. For you have not taken care of this body I gave to you. For you must understand that this body is a required vessel for you to do well on the earth. Lo, I give it to you today that you must have wisdom that is guided by light to know what to eat and what not to eat, to know what to do and what not to do, to be sensitive at all times that your body will be whole and healthy. For it is my will that you will be whole and you will be healthy, even in your body. For your soul will not do well if your body is sick. Your soul will be short-lived if your body is sick. For I give you wisdom to make your body healthy. So you must be wise. You must not be careless. You must walk as wise children, says the Spirit.
Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor. So, number one, sleep well. Sleep well. I'm talking to a generation that doesn't have time to go to bed. There is no time that day don't dark. Sleep well. You see, what I'm saying now, if we don't fix them now, 25 years from now, it will be a problem. Daddy will often say, your bone keeps record of everything you do with your body. Is trapped in your bone. Your bone is the real record keeper of your age, of the hazards and risks you expose to your body. It is trapped in your bones. You don't do that to yourself and think you won't repeat. Whatever a man soweth, the same he shall reap. The same he shall reap. There is time under heaven for everything. One of the strongest challenges we have is that we don't manage our time well. Then we get towards deadline and we start running helter-skelter as if it just became done now. Now, 9 day break. Many of us who are students are trapped in that space. We've carried that over for some of us who are workers into the workspace. You don't ever deliver your task at the expected time. So task meet task, assignment meet assignment. So you are like a log carrier full of deadlines to meet up. That when you even explain it, you just say, ah, just cuckoo die yourself. When you say, sir, I need to submit this one tomorrow. I've only done 2 pages. It's supposed to be 10 pages. I need to submit this one 3 days time. I need to submit this one. As if they just all dumped them on your laps now. It still boils down to time management. So we are in a generation where people don't sleep. That is why morning prayer appears like it's a Herculean task. You wake up by 5. You have not slept enough because you went to bed by 3. You went to bed by 3. And I'm talking to you and you are hearing me now. You will never go to bed at the right time. 12 is too early. 11, the sun has not finished shining. 10 p.m., we're just coming back. That is how you run. And we are gradually evolving a culture that is anti-health. That is against health. The early days, sorry I'm making reference over and over to our parents, but for us and for me, they are our examples. Amen. The early days we met daddy, by 7:38, daddy has gone to bed. Daddy is not awake by 8. You come to see daddy by 8 p.m. You didn't really plan to see him. He's gone to bed because by 1:02, he's up. He has caught enough rest. And those days, I ask him, daddy, why do you go to bed so early? He said, there's no other work, nothing left to be done again. The work I said to him by 6 a.m., that I did is 6 p.m., is enough for the day. So some of us wake up by 6 a.m., we don't start working until 6 p.m. So what are we doing from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.? Because when we really talk with ourselves, when I meet people like that and I talk, it looks like you are really busy. You are not really playing. But I look closely at your time schedule, it betrays the fact that time management is a problem here. So we don't sleep well. Number 2, many of us don't have a proper sense of feeding. Nutrition is zero. It's a problem. You can't get married like that. You are going to be in problem, particularly if you are a lady. You're going to take in and have a pregnancy, you will be in deep shit. You don't eat well. There's a time to eat your meal. There's a time to eat every meal. Except your body reacts. I tell people, except your body reacts to breakfast, you should have your breakfast by 7 at most. Yes, it's called breakfast because you fasted for a long time through the night. Yes, and frankly, your breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It's not your lunch. It's not your lunch. Let's count when you ate supper. A healthy person should have eaten supper latest by 8 a.m. Some persons here have eaten their supper already by 6. Yes. You think I'm joking? No, I shouldn't call their names. I know them. Some persons already have had their supper. They are not going to eat again. So you are eating by 10, you are late. They've eaten before 6 because it keeps their body healthy. Are you with me? Then you ate your supper. I'm not counting 6 p.m., I'm counting 8 p.m. You ate your supper by 8 p.m. and by 8 the next day, you have not still eaten. That's how many hours? That's stressful for your body. Don't speak English around it. That is why that statement is called, that word is called breakfast. So between when you eat your breakfast, calculate when you eat your breakfast. If you're eating 3 meals in the day, then how many hours did it take you between the first and the last? Then how many hours did it take you between the last and the next first? Do you see the length of time? So assuming you ate your breakfast by 8 a.m., then you ate your lunch by 2, then you ate your supper by when again? Maybe 2 or 3, most persons 3. Then you add the next one by 8 p.m. How many hours interval was that? 8 to 2 is how many hours? 8 to 3. Let's 8 to 3. 7 hours. Then 3 to 8 is how many hours? 5 hours. Then 8 to 8 is how many hours? It's too long. Change your mind. because you are going to be a mother. And every time your baby wakes up, until that child is 7, every time he wakes up in the morning, hunger woke him. Every single time your baby wakes up in the morning, hunger woke him. So if you don't have the right sense, you will starve your baby. At age 2, you will starve that child. You are a bad parent. You are loving her like you love yourself. But if in reality you don't love yourself. So if you treat me like you treat yourself, then maybe I would have died. Because the way you treat yourself is not the standard way. So the standard way is to love your brother as Christ loved the church. Not as you love yourself. That one, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, Old Testament. New Testament is love your brethren as Christ loved the church. Christ is the standard because nobody likes himself here. So you are not even feeling that this baby went to bed at this time and is waking up by this time. Because normally, if a child is not going to school, the child should still be sleeping till 8, 9, 10 for some children. But they can't because hunger woke them. Yes. No, Tito, you are going to get married. And we will witness your wedding. I don't know if you are with me. There's time to eat. There's time. So I always tell people, except there's a clause that your body reacts to early meal, which is a function of a problem with your gut, and it can be treated. You have a gut issue, and it can be treated. You should eat your food when food should be eaten. If you are living in a situation now that does not accommodate it, you should have a sense of what is right. So that when you are in your house tomorrow, you should not superimpose that experience on what should be. What I said, is it clear? You are in an arrangement now that doesn't allow you to do that. You doesn't remove the fact you should know what is right. What is right is that breakfast should be, if your children should be in school, logical thinking, should be in school by 7:30. Should they not have eaten breakfast? Talk to me, brethren. They ought to have eaten breakfast. Or you pack their food, they go on empty belly to class, to get to school to eat. I witnessed that for several years, and I look at the children, I just know the kind of home they came from. A child will carry his breakfast to school and will be trying to steal his own food by 7:45 because he should be on the assembly ground. He's trying to steal his own food. It's not the fault of the child. It's the fault of the home. It's a problem. And we should not raise people like that here. Am I right? So it means that a mother is a tough person. A mother is who? You have woken up and catered for your home before they are awake. If your children will have breakfast, take a cup of tea, 2 slices of bread in the morning before they go to school and still go to school with a lunchbox to eat around 9:11, between 9 and 11, anytime they have break in that time, then that child has a mother that has woken up before 5 a.m. because 5 a.m. we are waking for prayer. That mother has woken up by 4:30 to cater for the household. You can't be a lazy mother. Tell your neighbor you can't be a lazy mother, sisters. Are we doing single and waiting? It's a time to implant the right understanding and adjust our thinking. Because some of us, our background is against everything I'm saying now. But it doesn't mean your background is right. And you have to be sincere with yourself. It doesn't mean your children should suffer the same thing because your parents treated you the same way. Your parents may have done the best they could do, but now you should know better. Do you think you understand that? So if we sleep well and eat well, then we should exercise well. That's the next thing. We should do what? These are investments. exercise well. It's normal to exercise. I love that thing mommy posted on Livelist today. How many of us saw it? That whenever you take steps, every time you walk, your calf sends back the blood back to your brain, back to the heart. Your heart pumps it back, your calf sends it back. So it helps complete the circulation. So you walk. You walk. Yeah, you don't get tired of walking. Now what we do is that we jump on, thank God for the instruction, you should not enter bike. But some of us still enter bike for trekkable distances. We still enter bike. I used to see us. And when you now see that I've caught you, you now explain a little. Pastor, it's just that it's not what I often be going. Trek, walk, it keeps you healthy. How many of us enroll in a gym here? It's not your thing, but you can walk. You know, enroll for a gym. Now you also 901 walk. Shoo. Take strides, take steps. We are praying in the morning, 5 a.m., wake up, walk. You have been lying down for 8 hours, for 6 hours. Stand up, pace around. It's healthy for you. Pace around. Increase blood circulation. Pace around, pray. When you pray, you move your tongue. When you walk, you send the blood back. It's healthy. It's healthy. And interestingly, if you do pacing like that for 1 hour, you would have taken, on the average, 2,500 steps. Yes. Just pacing like this for 1 hour, you would have taken 2,500 steps. Nobody here, from morning to night, a single person should take less than 10,000 steps. You are not healthy. Nobody here, a single person from morning to night, should have take less than 10,000 steps. That should be the minimum you take every day. And you can't just wake up and start walking around the street. So you know you are going to walk. You have other things you do. So it has to be a structured thing. It's involved, added to your day. It must be inclusive. It must be inclusive. These things, we have to be very, very deliberate about them. Okay? So when we come for vigil, it's a good time to walk. Pace around, pray. Pace around, pray. 1 hour, you sit down 30 minutes. You stand up again, you pace around. It's healthy, it's healthy. It's a good exercise. We say, let us clap. You clap consciously. It's an exercise. We say, let us greet somebody. Greet and smile. Smile, smile, smile. Smile is an exercise. It exercises your face. Smile. It's an exercise. May God help us. I want to quickly talk about preventive healthcare. Preventive healthcare. It's part of investment. Don't allow yourself to break down. Every time you break down, your cells need to be repaired, extra work to be repaired. My medical people, where they're here, shall they talk sense? Sorrow. Thank you. Every time you break down, your cells need extra energy for reparation. Don't allow yourself to break down. Prevent it. Prevent it. Take enough water. Many of us, water. The only side effect of water is that you will wee-wee. That's the only side. Yet you won't take it. It's an investment. Because if you are not healthy, do we know that when you are not healthy, what you can capture in your with your mind reduces? We had a student some time ago. Performance was very poor. And this child was brilliant some time ago. Invite your mom and let's see your mom. And then the mom comes and then the mom says, this child, I'm not surprised. She doesn't eat. Why are you not eating your food? She brings her food to school. She takes her food back home. Then she will eat maybe that food when she gets back home. So she basically, generally, as at that time, eat like once a day. A student, you can't comprehend. You can't comprehend. Now, this is the magic. Now, every time you bring your food, you go to the HR's office to go and eat that food. And HR must see you eat your food. Then the magic happens. Her scores improve. Her performance in class improves. Just eat your food. Many of us, you didn't even know. That was why, let's say, you know, you don't. You know, chop where. You don't even know. But you know, door. You actually know, door. Now, just say hunger make you the vex with the world. You just the vex with planet Earth. May God help us all. Take care of your mental health. Take care of your mental health. Don't expose yourself to some things. You don't know your breaking point. Be careful. Be careful. Because sometimes when you break into those things, you will be on medication for the rest of your life. And it's not fun, but you have to do it. Be careful. It's all I've mentioned since can accumulate and arrive you, bring you to mental breakdown. Be careful. Last time I said, don't go into investments that hang your heart like this. We all don't have the same risk level. You can't take some things. And by now, we should have studied ourselves to a point where we know, let me not try. I don't think I can handle that. And you are not less a human being. You are doing preventive medication. I don't think I can handle that. Whoa, whoa, no, 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 no. That one, I beg, I don't get energy. You are consciously not involved in some things because the effect of them, the side effects, can be long-lasting. I don't know if you are with me, brethren. It's an investment, too. There are some things you can't do when your health is down. Okay? When you are crossing the road, look to the left, look to the right, look to the left again before you cross. Don't look. Don't look. On Nigerian road, nobody will tell you. So, like, as practical as that, we take care of our health. You must get conscious and take ownership. It is your duty to be healthy, to stay healthy is your duty. So keep learning. Don't, what you see on Facebook is the ones that they always laugh. All those ones that used to talk about one herb, join another herb, and do that, and then swallow it to cleanse your gut. So you will never watch those ones. You quickly skip it. So they have all disappeared from your feed. It does not even appear on your feed. It's only where they are laughing. Those are the only ones that appear on your feed. But they are available online. They are available online. Just take guava leaf. Take that other leaf. Take that other leaf. Boil it together. Are you sick? No, I just want to take it. And you are normal, just boiling leaf and drinking. You are just okay. Nobody's forcing you. You know that that thing is bitter. And some of us don't like our mothers because they gave us agbo when we were young. And you are 22 and you still don't like your mommy because of that. So you see that there's a problem. So by yourself, you cannot just go and pluck dogoyaro, plug that, boil it and drink. And keep the rest in somebody's freezer. I better pick it up your fridge when I need that next time. Once in a month, collect them again, pour, and drink. And just stay healthy. Chinese people call it tea. When they are describing it, I say, this thing, where this guy described it, it's bitter. That's the one we call agbo. Maybe the name we call it, that's the problem. Because when you say agbo, there's a way the thing sound. But for them, they call it tea. They are different teas. Teas are leaves that they either dried and put and they draw it, or they cook it straight. And you get what I'm trying to say? They call it tea. It's a little bitter, but it's healthy. It's a very good tea. They call it tea. It's a healthy tea, but it's bitter. A little bitter, but it's a good tea. You know the problem we have? We are that generation that is packing away everything good with our parents. We call it old school. Everything, once daddy and mommy are doing it, we pack everything together, we surname it old school. That is our generation. But that is not who you are. I can't hear your amen. That is not who you are. We must pick the good things there and apply it to ourselves and just stay healthy. You can be healthy. You can spend 1 year and nobody really came to visit you to say, she's sick. She's not fine. Just stay healthy. Our sisters were told to take certain things. Take what? Folic acid, B coal, what other? Vitamin C. And what other one? Vitamin D. Just buy them and drink. Hey. How many of our sisters have taken their own today? Raise your hand. Thank you. Put your hand down. Do you know the difference between you and the other person that took their own? They love themselves. That's the only difference. If you have realized that you are not doing it for me, you are doing it for you, you will wake up and you will take it. You will wake up and take it. I don't like the smell of Biko. Close your nose and swallow it. When we grow older, we eat things we don't like because they are good for us. It's a sign of age. It's a child that eats tom-tom, take sweet, take yogurt, take everything of yummy, yummy. Oh, mommy, I'm enjoying this yummy. If you rub your hand like this, if you are doing that at 25, we should send you back to your mother's womb to be born again. May God help us. Manage stress. Manage stress. Stress management is necessary if you are investing into your health. Manage stress. Discover stressors. Things that stress you. Things that stress you. Things that stress you. And eliminate them or manage them. Work around them. Walk around them. Okay, please. It's part of it. Undertake regular medical checkup. I know that averagely here, you just treat malaria. You just feel that, I think malaria is in my body. You treat it. But after that, can you really, this thing no go. Can you go and run a test? It's not actually too expensive. If you go to our medical lab here now, it's 4,000 naira. You will now know exactly what is wrong with you. Sometimes it's not even malaria, and you would have taken another malaria drug. Eh? It's not even malaria. You just needed to rest. Oh, the last treatment you took, you didn't really rest well. But when you see, have you ever gone to, you are not feeling fine, you now ran a test. As soon as the test came out and you saw it was negative, you felt okay. It has happened to you, Abby. Your mind just says, aware now, aware, I beg, aware. I beg, you aware. You just needed to take a bit of more water, rest a little more, you shed malaria, and you didn't rest, you were going to work. But in all, you will go back and take another malaria again, drug again, and treat malaria. Let's be careful of self-medication. Very little things. Listen to music. Listen to music. It's good for your mental health. It helps you to be healthy. Listen to music. That is why that profession is there. For some of us, the only time you hear music is in church. Once you leave church, it is till next Sunday you don't hear music. Your phone, you have filled it with all those kits. from WhatsApp status. One music is not there. Yes, let me also say, some of us, the only thing on your phone is message. Music is not there. Music is not there. Domain, you don't know. But feet, you don't know. Sinach, you don't get. Dunsi on Yekon. Nathaniel Basi. Do you know that it's not because you are a student? It's not because you have plenty of books to read. It's not really true. It's just that you don't know what makes for a healthy life. You don't just know. That when you are listening to music, there's a place for classical music. Just download. They're just in that thing. I want to kill a lady. I just listen. That it does something to your mind. It recalibrates stress away from your body. Consciously play music and dance. Yes, dance. Dance. Do you know that every time you dance is a sign that you love yourself? Do you know that? That every time you dance is a sign that you love yourself. Very simple, simple things. We're looking at investments. May God help us. Finally on that, when you have issues that you can't handle, talk to somebody older than you. Don't stay there and be racking your mind. Talk to your pastor. Talk to somebody older. Talk to somebody that can help you. Get counsel. It's part of investing into your health. Sometimes the pressures we have are not really a pressure. When somebody just joins you to talk, the thing will just dissolve. There's nothing really there. But in your mind, you have hit your wit's end. You can't process any further. And that is why it looks like a challenge. Talk to somebody. Sir, I'm going through this. I'm thinking like this. I'm thinking like this. Hey, that's not a problem now. And I said, that's not a problem. I'm wondering like this problem. That's not a problem. Okay, I've looked at it like this. I've looked at this. And this just, wow. And it's solved and it's gone. But you can be there for another 2 days and you are not happy. You are depressed. Your emotions run down and you are just struggling to pull yourself. Or let us pray. Your tongue is flat. Because you are anxious, you are worried, something is mounting pressure on you. That when we just talk, how does Englishman say it? A problem shared is half solved. Talk to your pastor. Talk to your superiors. Talk to your elders around you. Talk to somebody. You ran into a problem. Don't keep quiet for the next 2 weeks until the thing is nearly killing you. Shout out. Ah, guys, so something happened to my office. So. And then everybody rallied around. Ah, no, no, let's tell that person. That person can help us. That person. And before we press it, 1, 2, 3, we dissolve it. And your neck is free again. Don't carry unnecessary yoke. You don't need it. You don't need it. That thing has a way of hampering your mental health, tampering with your stability. May God help us. What I've said so far, is it clear? Amen. I'll allow our pastors to make contributions. Please, Pastor Lydia, come on.
Well done, Pastor. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. You know, this thing seems very simple, but I'll tell you, they are actually the wheels on which life runs on or rolls on. As simple as eat on time or eat well. And this affects, I don't know why it affects us, female. That's why I'm standing up to talk. Because I have cases I'm treating on my hands now of mothers who don't give their children food on time. Who can't determine when a child is hungry and when a child is not hungry? So let me give this discussion some years ago. A sister one time in the house had her nieces with her to sleep maybe over the night. And I just bolted her to wake up. Because they were little children, I made them to sleep in my room that night. apart from the fact that the house was full, okay, let them sleep. I just wanted to have them not far from me. And I heard that. I just know when you wake up and see somebody trying to do something, what are you giving that child? Around 2 a.m. in the night, she's giving the child bread and coke. It's not a movie. You say, some of you will do worse. For her, this child woke up and the child is hungry. And there's nothing because she did not prepare. She didn't think this child will need to eat at night. Between age 0 and 3, children should eat at night. You see, some of these things, we don't even know. If your own 2 years plus is not eating at night, the first thing they should do before they brush in the morning is food. Brush is what? Food. At least give something fluid. Then the child should not wake up in the morning. The first thing you give the child is a bar. You are wicked. You are wicked, ma. You are a bad person. Because that child's gut will not be healthy. It should be something like tea, pap, something fluid, just little, not much. Then this child can go and brush. And then in an hour or an hour, 30 minutes, at most 2 hours, the child cannot have breakfast, as in real food. You understand? Some of us, you wake a child up in the morning, give beans and garri. When the child is not a bricklayer, beans and garri. By 8 a.m. in the morning. If your child around is already used to that, you didn't train that child well. You see these things, eh? That's why some sisters, you don't even know what to cook. You are blank. If you say, do food roaster for a year, 6 months. Food roaster. You are blank when you have left rice and beans. Rice. You know, a year, 6 months cannot eat rice and beans and be satisfied. You see the labor you have to put in to raise a child between a year old or 6 months when a child stops taking breast milk and 3 years when a child is now strong enough, both mentally and biologically, they call it now, when the bowels are strong enough to eat and eat well and enough. You don't know the trouble. And some of you don't care. You don't stay around mothers. You don't ask questions. It's not your business. You don't get it. That children have different spectrum of appetite depending on weather. Depending on weather. Sometimes a child, what I'm saying is pay attention to yourself first. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of another. You wake up, sisters wake up on Saturday morning. You don't think of breakfast till 10 o'clock. It's witchcraft. I don't want to say what you are. It is witchcraft. Think back how your mothers used to do it. Go and check most women that have problem in marriage. It's not far from this problem, this thing I'm describing now. It may not be the fundamental issue, it could be part of it. You don't think breakfast 10 is by now you're asking kila feje ha 9. He said in Saturday we should sleep. We sleep in. Rara, you wake up, you do what you want to do, you can go back to bed. Do we understand? This is rehabilitation. For me, feeding is number one. What did I say? Don't use the troubles you went through. When Pastor said earlier, that child was able to start improving because of feeding. Let me tell you, the trouble, the PCOS that many of you are, it was the 6 years of puberty that caused that trouble for you. Because you never ate on time, and when you will eat, you ate junks. Now, I made it a law in my school. I must not see sweet in your mouth. You see them coming from home early in the morning with sweets, stick sweet in their mouth. That's death. A child does that for 3-6 years. Tell me that the ovaries will not dry up. Some of you now, till now, you still put stick sweet in your mouth. You can finish licking one big lollipop. Only you. You are powerful, man. The trouble is some brothers are now like that. Don't let me say how watery that thing has become. You see, things that we have to now repair by prayer. Do your children need to go through the same trouble? Do they need to go through the same trouble? Some of you can't take pap. You say it's a food of sick people. In fact, your sickness is not in your body, it's in your mind. I'm not happy because some of our children, I'm facing troubles in teaching mothers. Oh, yeah, do it. Like it looks as if it's an Herculean task. Thank God I'm blessed with two. Who we are very. My first was very terrible at eating. I don't know any other child that is as terrible as him. Who was as terrible as him before? Because God has healed him. Between age 0 and 3, feeding every day was like punishment for the two of us. At every meal. So the Holy Spirit told me one day, this child is sick, but this child has to eat. It's true, he doesn't like eating. Even if you take this child to the hospital, after they have dosed him, drip, Abby, an injection, by the time he's recovering, what would they say he should do? What would they say he should do? Abba, so let's do the eating now. Anyhow, it can happen. I don't feed him where everybody is. In fact, when my husband is begging, sir, please excuse us, we want to eat. He doesn't stay around. I feed my child. When I discovered his nanny was doing a better job than me. Some of you don't even, it does not pain you that you are not doing well. That's my problem. You are not doing well, you don't know you are not doing well. Then it's not a problem. Say, Shebi saw me like this before he married me. Oh, you have madness and you should be cured. He saw me like this. So you want to remain like that? Go and stay with mothers. No, you will go there. You will do greeting small, small. You will not stay in a way that staying will make sense. And you think God will prepare his son that he is preparing glory for and give him to you? No, now.
See, the matters I raise with you today, they are matters of your inheritance. They are matters of your lot in God. They are matters, though they seem trivial, they seem very little, but these are little matters that form the bulk of who you will become and what you will become. For there is a future ahead of you. And these things, though they seem little, they are the steps that you must observe on your journey, even to the upper ladder of life that I show to you. For no man received the inheritance that is in God who had not conquered the lust and the appetite that the body has to call for. You must conquer the appetite that your body craves for. The appetite that makes you to disobey the law of health. The things that make you not to be able to fulfill being healthy even in your flesh. For I desire that you will be in control and you will be able to rule over your body. That is why I give you this wisdom. You must take care of this part. You must ensure that you are not faulted here, for you will not be able to even come into life, even inherit eternal life, if you are trapped in this body. If you do not conquer the things that trap you in this body, you will be shortchanged. Don't let the enemy cheat you. Don't let the enemy shortchange you. Don't let the enemy cheat you. War and make sure that you prevail. Even in this, for little things that I show to you today, they form the bulk of what you will live to even remember
and to enjoy your portion in the land of the living. For I have said, for the Lord thy God shall bless thy water and thy bread, and he will take sickness and disease away from thy midst. For there is a portion in the scripture that is a portion to you. When you take care of this principle, you live well and you do well when you make sure that all of these things, they are well observed. Observe them. Observe them. Don't give ear to the enemy's lies that they do not matter. They matter greatly. And I am saying them today so that you will begin to live well and be even healthy as I want you to be, saith the Spirit.
Praise God. Okay. Pastor Ni, we'll take that lastly.
Good evening, everyone. Pastor Alfred, thank you for this good discussion tonight. I just want to quickly say that some things are expedient, while some things are not. If you still use your money to buy things like energy drinks, carbonated drinks, drinks that are not natural, I think you should look back and go and investigate the contents of what you are buying. Because those things do not really have anything they are adding to health. I just want to say that go ahead and check the contents of those things. Go ahead and see the effect of those contents on the body. I think it's time for us not to be an ignoramus around what we eat, the drugs we take, the drinks we drink. We should not indulge. I just want to say that we should not indulge in buying those things, eating those things, when we don't really know how it affects our body. Daddy told us on Monday, he was talking to us about reading. One of the challenges we have is that we just buy products. We don't even read the expiry date, not to talk of the content. It is very important for us so that we can grow up well and have this body healthy. Thank you very much. Pastor, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Pastor. I believe we have been blessed tonight. I believe Jesus has really blessed us. Everything we've said here, our parents have been harping on them. But we needed to say them again on this platform because it's good for us. Can you turn to your neighbor and say, these things are good for me. These things are good for me. Don't shovel it to somebody. These things are good for me. The Lord will strengthen us to begin to change our mind. Gradually, some things are sharply. Just do them quickly and just change your mind. Amen. Amen. I want us to pray. Let's pray. Let's trust Jesus that we'll all find grace to repent. To repent. Then secondly, to invest in this area of our life. There will not be learnings we have left on the pages of our book in school. Learnings we have heard in church that we are not ever going to put to use. No. That will not be our story. That will not be our story. That will not be our story. Lord Jesus, help us. Help us. Help us. We repent. We turn our mind away from the former things we have done. The way we have seen our health. Yes, many of us are careless. We don't really care. We don't really care. If I sick, I go where? No. We will not be careless like that anymore. We'll not be careless. When we do them for ourselves, the chance is high we can do that for our spouse. We can do that for our own parents, our own children, our in-laws. We will take care of them. Yes, Daddy will say life is a gift. That we will learn to handle life as a gift. We will learn to handle life as a gift. Help us not to be careless. Deliver us from that careless, that I don't care attitude. Carefree. Just carefree. Just carefree. Very few people get to 70 through carefree attitude. Help us, my Father. our days on earth are necessary if we are going to capture the essence of the gospel. That we need time on earth to do that. We need time on earth to capture the full blessing and the purpose of the gospel. Help us, our Father. Help us, our Father, that we will not be careless. We will not be careless. We will not be stubborn. We will not be stubborn. We will not be stubborn. Many people don't learn from teaching. They learn by experience. That will not be me. Let that not be me. I won't just be stubborn, heady, recalcitrant, not easily entreated. Let that not be me. Let that not be me. That my mind, my heart will be easily entreated. That in this season, I'll find grace to invest into my health. Invest into my health. It will tamper with things I eat. It will tamper with the lifestyle I uphold, but it will be good for me. Help me, my Father. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.